Power, power.
It's the what?
Power, power.
It's the who?
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah. Flex, Phoenix, and Nathan.
Power, power.
It's the what?
Power, power.
It's the who?
Power, power.
Every Saturday morning, you need to be tuning in. Wake up, get crust out your eyes. We about to go live, so come get the schooling in. About our oppression, we answer the questions like, how do we get out this low estate? We let the script prophesy. We bringing the Bible to life so that you relate. The world thinks we're rejects, but that word we reject. Watch and we'll show you precept upon precept. Line upon line, the script say with the greatest, and they can't debate it. Salvation is only for the blacks, Hispanics, and natives.
Power, power.
It's the what?
Power, power.
It's the who?
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and natives.
Power, power.
It's the what?
Power, power.
It's the who?
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and natives.
Power, power.
It's the what?
Power, power.
It's the who?
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah.
Power, power.
It's the one.
Power, power.
It's the who.
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Black, Hispanic, Hispanic.
This is the book of Genesis, chapter 1, and verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. And made male and female created he them.
Shalom, shalom. Happy Sabbath. Welcome to the Power Hour. All right. I am your host today, Captain Aparium, and my reader today will be
Soldier Caleb.
Soldier Caleb. Welcome, brother. All praises. Let's read that scripture one more again.
This is the book of Genesis, chapter 1 and verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them.
So the scripture clearly says, God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. That him right there is talking about the chosen seed. That's talking about the Adam. Okay? Not to go into that, that's not the topic for today, but there were two Adams. You had the Adam, which is the lineage that the Israelites were chosen and came and come from, and then you have Adam, the other people. Okay? You get it, you get it. You don't, that's not the topic for this class. But what I want to get out of that is that us, the chosen seed, were made in the Most High's image. I want you to take a few seconds as I'm reading. I'm going to be going over some more scriptures. The title of this show is, Hey, Blacks, Hispanics, and Indigenous People, You Are Murderers. You are murderers. And this is not only going to go for the women of our nation of Israel. This show also is going to go out to the men that support what we're seeing on this image. Because it's fun to play, but when reality kicks in, you don't want to pay. So you take the easy solution, just like our people take the easy solution to just not work things out in their marriages and follow what Esau went ahead and created and pushes. It's known as divorce. The scripture clearly says you're supposed to stay separated or reconcile. No, but because Esau goes ahead and says, no, you can get divorced. And while you're getting divorced, you can go ahead and play the field. We think it's okay because that's why the scripture had to say in Proverbs, envy not the oppressor, but we envy the oppressor. We want to be like them. So much so that we disregard. And guess what? A lot of our brothers and sisters that sit in Sunday church, or whatever day you guys worship, that isn't the Sabbath, with the exception of some religions that they actually observe that the Sabbath starts Friday night to Saturday night. Y'all sitting in those churches and don't give two damns about this image that we have up there.
Right.
This doesn't even go through your mind, because not even your pastors or the priest or the reverends, falsely so-called, and I say falsely so-called because if they are not feeding you with knowledge and calling them Malachi, they are not doing their job. And that knowledge is, number one, that you're the children of God. You blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans, you're God's chosen. That we're supposed to keep statutes and commandments. And one of those laws, statutes, and commandments is thou shalt not kill. But for some reason, we okay and we think we're doing good because, oh, well, I don't kill any adults. I don't kill my children that are born. I say it like that for a reason. I don't kill my children that are born because they're alive now, right? They're alive. No, I'm holy. Holier than thou. I'm following the laws, statutes, and commandments. Are you really? Well, after today's show, we're going to see. And you know what? This is a soul search for you. Hey, listen, had an abortion, or as the male allowed an abortion prior to your repentance, pray that the Most High God forgives you for that. Because like the scripture says, all things are new in Christ. All creatures are new in Christ. And you start afresh. And that's up to the Most High God of what he has in store for you. Some of you may have had so many abortions that he already went ahead and gave you one of your punishments. You're barren.
Right.
Your womb cannot go ahead and fertilize, okay, become impregnated by a male. That's your judgment right now. And that's something you're going to have to live with for however long the Most High God decides that. Because as we know with Sarai, right, Abraham's wife, she was barren her whole adult life into her senior years. And the Most High God found favor in her and for his reasons and his causes blessed her womb with a child. Blessed her womb with a child. So again, some of you say, oh, well, that doesn't count. Pastor didn't say that counted. Pastor said that all you got to do is keep the two commandments. Love God with all your heart and love thy neighbor as thyself. And you're good. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to go with both of those, actually.
Right.
We're going to go in. Again, this picture speaks volumes. They say a picture's worth 1,000 words. A picture's worth 1,000 words. Let's read this picture. Stop aborting the next black Messiah. 19 million black babies have been aborted since 1973. Guess what? Hispanics and indigenous people are also, and I got the proof. I'm going to bring it out on this radio show. Okay? Because we all rebellious. We are the Israelites the Bible speaks of. We are God's chosen, regardless. But this is also why the scripture says that two-thirds are not going to make it. Because even after this show, two-thirds of y'all are going to still try to justify that abortion is okay.
They're going to mention the rape, too, Cap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're going to throw all that stuff out there. We get all that. But I'm just going to hit the surface, but in a deep way. Okay, I'm not even going to hit that too much, if at all. Not excuses, and neither is the Most High God.
That's right.
Okay, we're going to bring down the facts and not what you feel and what you think. All right? Because like the scripture says, the Most High says, your thoughts are not my thoughts. Okay? So, it's not a body, right? It's not born. It's not a thing. Well, go on YouTube and go online and look at videos of how much of a thing it really is, first and foremost. Okay? It's a thing the minute that the man's sperm hits the egg. Life has been created. Okay? But guess what? It goes even further than that. Give me Jeremiah 1:5. Now, let me get it. One second here. It goes even further than that.
This is the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, and verse 5. Before I formed thee in the belly.
Stop. Because I say once the sperm hits the egg, right, life has formed. The Most High God says before that even happens. The only reason why that happens is because he decided to form you, brother or sister, in the belly of your mom. And used the sex part of it, the ejaculation part of it, the consummation part of it, the copulation part of it, using words that are in the Bible, copulation, seed of copulation, seed of sex, of forming you. Read it again.
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, in verse 5. Before I formed thee in the belly.
Stop. Before I formed thee in the belly. Read it again.
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 5. Before I formed thee in the belly.
Again.
Before I formed thee in the belly.
Go ahead. Again.
I knew thee.
Read it again, the beginning.
Before I formed thee in the belly.
Before he formed us in the womb of your mom.
I knew thee.
He knew us. He knew us. Because we read in Genesis 1 and 27, he made us in his own image. Going even deeper again, this is not the topic for this class, but we were there with him from the beginning. Christ was there with him from the beginning. Read it from the top again.
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, in verse 5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee.
Uh-huh.
And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee.
Before we came forth out of the womb, he sanctified us. Every baby that has been aborted, you destroyed a holy thing from the Most High God. Sanctified means he made it holy. He made it holy before he formed thee in the belly, the scripture says. How you like me now? A lot of y'all probably don't right now, but I'm just bringing out the word of the Most High God. It says 19 million black babies have been aborted since it was made legal in 1973. But again, Hispanic women and indigenous women are in that statistic too. In addition, I'm going to go over the articles to read that, but I need to hit it home with some scriptures, with the word of the Most High God. Because y'all play games. Y'all swear you're holier than thou, sitting in a damn church, been sitting in Sunday school forever. Understand that thou shalt not kill. But why don't your pastor go over Jeremiah 1 and 5? That's a basic scripture, man, because they don't want to touch the Old Testament, because the Old Testament puts a foot in your ass. The whole Bible puts a foot in your ass. The commandments put a foot in your ass. But y'all like the, give me that, Isaiah 30 prophesy smooth thing. Give me that. Is that where it's at?
Yes, sir. It's book of Isaiah, chapter 30, in verse 10, which say to the seers, see not.
Those that are seeing right now, we're bringing out what we're bringing out. Okay. They say what?
See not.
See not. I don't want y'all to see this image up here, this powerful, dramatic image of us aborting the next black Messiah. Hey, guess what? Hold that for a second. Guess what? Every time you abort a baby, you're delaying our deliverance.
Yes, sir.
Every time you abort one of our brothers and sisters, one of our children, you are delaying the black Messiah to return, because you're delaying the prophets of the Most High God to come out and redeem ourselves from this type of rebelliousness.
Which say to seers, see not.
Uh-huh.
And to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things.
No, don't prophesy that 19 million babies have been aborted since 1973, Captain Aparium. Don't do that. No, you're wrong. Don't prophesy that the Most High God formed us before we were formed in a belly.
Speak unto us smooth things.
Smooth things. It's okay. You got raped. Okay. You can't afford the child.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know what? These things happen. No, they don't happen if you keep your doggone legs closed and you keep your pecker in your pants. That don't happen because it takes a lot of planning to lay down with each other. You are not just walking casually in the street and be like, oh, boom. No, it doesn't work that way. There's a lot of steps that go into this creation of the next Black Messiah. But y'all choose to have fun. Give me that in Ecclesiastes about having fun. Now, there's some grown-ups that do it, right? But you're going to see the statistic. Mr. Producer, I want you to post every link regarding this class, please, on the chat. So that I know we're not going to have time. This is like a 3-hour, 4-hour class in and of itself. Okay? Post them on the chat, please, so that they can see them at their leisure. Yeah, it's in Ecclesiastes. Enjoy that youth. Enjoy that youth, but
Wisdom of Solomon.
Oh, Wisdom of Solomon. I'm sorry. Well, same present room.
Hey. Let me know you want me to read.
Go ahead, brother.
Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2 and verse 6. Come on, therefore, let us enjoy the good things that are present, and let us speedily use the creatures like as in youth.
Okay, that's not what it was. It isn't Ecclesiastes. Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it was. Yeah, Ecclesiastes 11 and 9. But that's a good one.
Okay.
That's a good one. That's a good one. That will be a precept for what I'm bringing out here. Ecclesiastes 11 and 9. Ecclesiastes. Steez. Not Ecclesiasticus. I would say Sirach. Ecclesiastes 11 and 9.
Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 11 and verse 9.
So we don't lose the thought, right? Because, I'm young. We're experiencing life, right? This is what Esau likes to put in us, right? See, they won't teach their people that, right? But they'll teach our people this because, as you're going to see, time permitting in this radio show topic, all right, they're part of all of this. But we're not blameless. Commandments say A, we choose to do B. We choose to do what B is what our oppressors, what Esau says to do. A is what the Most High says to do, but two-thirds of us don't want to do that. Hence, here we are. Go ahead.
Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 11 and verse 9. Rejoice, O young man.
Or woman.
In thy youth.
In thy youth. Rejoice, O young man and woman, in thy youth.
And let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth.
And let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth. So Most High saying, hey, listen, enjoy your youth. Yes, righteously. But remember, like I always say, those that have been following me for years, nothing good comes after the conjunctions but and if. Nothing ever good comes out of that. All right? You in the council, yeah, I did that, but you already know some BS is coming out of that. Go ahead.
And walk in the ways of thine heart.
Walk in the ways of thine heart. Go ahead.
And in the sight of thine eyes.
Okay, do what you want to do, right? It's okay. I'm going to open up my legs. I'm going to go ahead and have sex. And if a baby comes, I got the morning after pill. Right? Go ahead.
But know thou that for all these things, God will bring thee into judgment.
For all these things, God will bring you into judgment. I gave you an example. You maybe on the process of repenting right now. All praises to the Most High God, sister or brother that allowed that or encouraged it. But I also told you I know women that can never have kids because they had too many abortions. They're all jacked up in there from the tools that were stuck up there to destroy a life. Heathen are supposed to live that way,
right?
Not us. Read it again from the top.
This book of
nice and hard and nice and nice and nice pace, man.
Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 11 and verse 9. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth. And let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes.
Yet, but okay, do all of that. Enjoy your youth. You should have fun in your youth, and you can have fun in your youth in righteousness, because our forefathers did. Okay? Jacob did not lie with Leah and Rachel until 14 years he had to wait. They didn't open up their legs either. And I'm sure they probably had opportunities where they could have snuck around, right? When there's evil, man, you find ways. Creeping in unawares, right?
Why do evil?
right? Wise to do evil. You know that. You know how our people do. But they didn't. And they were young. He enjoyed. He took pleasure in knowing that one day he was going to marry the love of his life. Didn't require him going ahead and satisfying himself or them satisfying them. They knew they were going to get a great man. Because that was our custom. It always has been our custom. But they waited. Right? Because the women ain't blameless either. Right? Some of them are just as freaky as the men, if not more. They'll seduce the man.
He said it's like a few days for Jacob.
Yeah.
A few days or so.
Yeah, right. Because it was in righteousness. So this is saying here, yeah, go ahead, enjoy yourself in righteousness. And even go ahead and enjoy yourself in evil. But
know thou that for all these things, God will bring thee into judgment.
God will bring thee into judgment. Guess what? If you're a male, you may never be able to have a child again. He could make you sterile. He could make you have, according to, like when you read John 9 and 2, who did sin, this man or his parents? He could go ahead and, yeah, you have a child, and that child is all jacked up. See, y'all play with the Most High God. Y'all ain't learning this in your churches, man. Why ain't the pastor teaching this? How come I could find this online and your pastor can't and have topics on this? Because he know his income is going to deplete. We ain't about income here. We're about a nation, our nation, and about our, you know what our income's going to be? Our reward, the kingdom, Lord willing. Read 10.
Verse 10. Therefore, remove sorrow from thy heart.
Uh-huh.
And put away evil from thy flesh.
Put away evil from thy flesh. Do it now.
For childhood and youth are vanity.
Because guess what? All of that stuff we do in our childhood and in our youth, man, is not profitable if it's not in righteousness. It's lies. Vanity means lies. It's all doggone lies. So now, some brothers and sisters are probably saying to themselves, self, as long as I love my brothers and sisters, right, going back to the two greatest commandments that they like to lean on, I'm good. And yes, Leviticus 19, 17, and 18 says that, but we're going to look at that from a whole different perspective today. Let's get there.
This book of Leviticus, chapter 19, and verse 17. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart.
Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart. So a brother or sister right now is saying, I don't hate my brother or sister. Your child, the brother and sister.
Exactly.
That you aborted, that you murdered, that you killed. So, yes, you hate your people. You hate yourself. You hated that child that the Most High God formed in your belly. And going back real quick, I'm not going to touch on it, but going back to the rape, to the incest and all that stuff. Read Jeremiah 1:5 again. Right? I want to just touch on it. I'm not going to go there. We can go into that. That's a whole class in itself, but I want to touch on it. And it's valid. It's valid. Valid question.
This is the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1 and verse 5. Before I formed thee in the belly.
Most High God, if you were raped, if you were a victim of incest, Most High God formed that in there. So who are you to kill something that the Most High God formed? I just want that part right there. Right? Who are you? Let's look at it from that. Let's go deep with that, right?
Right.
I mean, let's look at that. Who are you? You're a rebellious person. Because there is no stipulation.
Right.
Matter of fact, hold on. Give me Exodus 20. Thou shalt not kill. Let me get it too. Hold on. Let's see if there's a stipulation. Let's see. Hey, because we have our own imaginations. Okay? Read 20 and 1.
Book of Exodus, chapter 20 and verse 1. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage.
All right, so the Most High God said Israel, right? That's what we're talking about here, right? These are the words that I am saying to you. I am the Lord your God. I'm the one who brought you out of bondage, out of slavery. You were in that because you didn't do what I'm about to read to you right now. You refused to do them. So now I'm going to remind you, right, after over 400 years of slavery, all right, that you are my special people, and this is what you better do. And if you don't, there's going to be consequences, right? Okay? Five.
Verse 5. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God.
I am a jealous God. Okay, go ahead.
Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me.
That hate me. You abort your child, you hate the Most High God. Right? Hold this right here. We're going to come back here. Right? Give me Proverbs, my favorite scripture.
I was thinking that too.
Give me Proverbs 5:20-21 and 20:24. I want both of those.
Book of Proverbs, chapter 5 and verse 21. For the ways of men are before the eyes of the Lord.
For the ways of man or woman are before the eyes of the Lord. If you got raped, if you were a victim of incest, that's for all the ways of the eyes of the Lord. Go ahead.
And he pondereth all his goings.
He pondereth all his goings. Guess what? His thoughts are not our thoughts. We don't know why that happened. Or maybe we do. Maybe if you were dressing modestly, and again, right, because here's the thing. Well, I can't dress the way I want to dress. No. The Most High God said you should dress, a righteous woman dresses in modest apparel. We could go down this way because I've heard that argument in camp and stuff like that for years. Oh, what that means, just because I wear what I wear don't mean a man has to do what I do. Are you kidding me? So you're wearing what the hell you want to wear around a man that's been in jail for 20 years. No, how about don't entice? How about wear modest apparel? How about be humble? But no, y'all don't want to do that, right? Because Esau, your oppressor, says it's okay to go ahead and show everything. Do you know that tights were always made for under your clothes?
Right.
And then Esau said, I'm going to wait him to go work out in the gym and show the camel toe and the badunkadunk. And now guess what our people do? Because we envy the oppressor like the Most High says not to do, right? We start doing the same thing. A sports bra is a sports bra, not a workout attire.
Right.
It's for underneath your clothing. And yes, you can work out with a dress because they have athletic dresses that you could put fringes on and work out with them. And many sisters in IUIC do that.
No excuse.
Okay? Many sisters, my house included, could try. You're not going to fight the Most High God's word. Where we at?
Proverbs chapter 5 and verse 22.
His no, 21. 21, oh, 21 again.
21.
Mm-hmm.
For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And he pondereth all his going.
Everything. You guess what? You listening to this radio show right now, this is your first time, you stopping by one of an IUIC camp teaching, you getting a flyer, finding a flyer. That was the Most High God pondering all your goings. That was the Most High God saying it's high time that you repent.
Right.
Because if not, destruction is nigh, you're going to be destroyed. Is that the end of that verse?
His own iniquity shall take the wicked himself.
His own iniquity shall take the wicked himself. Okay, so your own fault. Why these things could happen. That's the proof right there. Is that it on it?
And he shall be holding with the cords of his sin.
And he shall be holding with the cords of your sin. Guess what? Yes, I don't condone because a woman is dressed explicit that you should go ahead and do that. No, because that man ain't right either, right?
Right.
Because if he was righteous, he would tell the sister, you should not be dressed that way.
That's right.
Okay? And turn away. And don't let him get obsessed by that, right? Because, again, the man ain't blameless either, right? And, yes, the man does not, that does not give, I will say that, that does not give the man, any man, to go ahead and just rape you or touch you, okay? But give me Deuteronomy 22 and 5. Hold that. I know you got a lot of fingers holding there, but we got to hit these, man. We got to hit them. Can't give no excuses, man. Get the water, no passage, the scripture says.
This is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 22, and verse 5.
Read out.
The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man.
Guess what? One of the reasons, because number one, it puts spirits on you. You be thinking you a man, okay? You be thinking you're over your husband, over any man. But also, it's revealing. Your body is revealed if you put on pants, and y'all women don't even put on baggy pants, which, again, shouldn't do it anyway. Y'all put on the tightest of tightest. y'all paint your pants on.
Right.
Because I don't know how y'all get into some of them things, and let alone get out. That's a struggle in and of itself, from what I see. Got to lay down on the bed, right, so they could get the zipper up and all this stuff. Put a bobby pin in the freaking loop of the zipper to give it that extra leverage. Are you kidding me? That's normal? I don't know. When you put on a dress, you just put it on. Bloop, and you still look beautiful. Not to mention the other stuff that goes on with that all tight down there.
Yes, yes.
I don't understand to this day how 120 degrees in Arizona and women dressing with black pants.
Jeans.
Tight.
Bruh.
Mad fists and kicks come out of that when that those pants come off. Anyway, I digress, man. 2024.
I thought you were going to pull it.
Yeah, I want both of them. I want both of them because it's important. That 521 is very important because he pondered with all our goings.
Book of Proverbs, chapter 20 and verse 24. Man's goings are of the Lord.
He's saying it again. Man's goings are of the Lord. Go ahead.
How can a man then understand his own way?
So I know, sisters, and again, I empathize with y'all that have been victims of rape or incest. I really do. Right? Why? Because I love my people. I love my brothers. I love my sisters. I love my nation. But read this again.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 20 and verse 24. Man's goings are of the Lord.
Uh-huh. So if you got raped, unfortunately, victim of incest, unfortunately.
How can a man then understand his own way?
It may be difficult to deal with, but guess what? This Bible is your medicine.
Right.
You start on the road to repentance, and you know what? Those things will be put behind you. And the Most High God will take it. But that does not give you the right to abort a child. Because maybe the Most High, just maybe, right, in his infinite wisdom, because his thoughts are not our thoughts,
right,
from that incident that took place. I know, it sounds hard to believe, right, that the Most High God would do that, right? This is the same Most High God that will have a child born normally die at birth.
Right.
How about that? A child, infant, in the backseat of a car die in a car accident, right? How about that? Give me John 9 and 2. Let's not forget this. Let's not forget this. See, y'all don't know the power of this Bible. Y'all don't know. Listen, they call the Most High God the King of Terrors in Job. El Shaddai, man, terrible demonic powers. Okay? It says he's a man of war in Exodus. I mean, it just goes on and on. This man, the Most High God, man, for all the love that he has for us, man, he's that's who he is. Go ahead, man.
Book of John, chapter verse 1.
John 9 and 1, yeah, start 9 and 1. Yeah.
Verse 1, and Jesus passed by. He saw a man which was blind from his birth.
Uh-huh.
And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents?
Stop. That is all you need to understand right there. That it could maybe well have been because you sinned, your parents sinned, your grandparents. Third and fourth generation, it says here in Exodus 20, right? He's going to visit us. I'm not going to get it now, but Ecclesiastes says, though punishment does not come speedily, I'm quoting, okay? We think we're good to go. You got it real quick?
Yes, sir.
Okay, get it real quick.
This book of Ecclesiastes,
I hate to mash up a script.
8 verse 11.
Uh-huh.
Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily.
Because it didn't happen in this generation or the next generation.
Therefore, the heart of the sons of man is fully set in them to do evil.
I'm good to go. It ain't never going to happen. But the Most High God, he covers everything the Most High. He said, go back to 5, 20 and 5. You could drop the other stuff. You could drop the other stuff. Just hold Proverbs 20, 24, because we're going to go to that again and go back to Exodus 20 and 5.
Okay, go to Proverbs 20,
24. Exodus 20 and 5 now, but okay. Hold on to Proverbs 20, 24.
This book of Exodus, chapter 20 and verse 5. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God.
I'm a jealous God. He has emotions. He's not a puff of smoke. Go ahead.
Visiting the iniquity of the fathers.
Visiting the iniquity of the fathers, meaning your forefathers, whatever you did, which was us. When you understand regeneration, go ahead.
Upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me.
He had to put that in there. He says, I got them. Trust me, they ain't getting away with nothing. And Solomon understood this in Ecclesiastes. He said, those sentences don't come speedily. Trust me, it's coming.
Definitely.
I'm paraphrasing, but it's coming. Go back to Proverbs.
Book of Proverbs, chapter 20 and verse 24. Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way?
It's not for us to understand. Just repent, follow the law, statutes, and commandments, and have faith in Jesus the Christ. That's it.
That's it.
All right, go back to 20 and 5, and then I want to go straight to the commandment of, then I want to go straight to 13. Yep.
Book of Exodus, chapter 20 and verse 5. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me.
That hate me. Go ahead.
Verse 13. Thou shalt not kill.
Is there anything else after that?
No, sir.
That's one sentence and it has a period at the end, right?
Yes, sir.
Doesn't have stipulations. There ain't no stipulations with the Most High God. If he says a woman shall not wear that which pertaineth to a man, that's it. Don't try to circumvent that. Because here's the other thing, right? You have a sister. Okay, I wear a dress, but I wear a mini skirt. Or I wear a dress and I know that I'm well endowed of a badunkadunk, so I'm going to wear a tight dress. This is how people do.
That defeats the purpose at that point.
Defeats the whole purpose. You're not understanding what the Most High God is trying to convey to you through the scriptures. Okay, but that's where wise to do evil, right? Wise to do evil, man. All right, read 13 again.
Book of Exodus, chapter 20 and verse 13. Thou shalt not kill.
Jeremiah 1 and 5 again. Thou shalt not kill.
This is the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1 and verse 5. Before I formed thee in the belly.
Before I formed thee in the belly. And what did you end up doing? Thou shalt not kill. You killed what the Most High God formed in the belly. Even that scripture doesn't have stipulations as to how you were formed. Okay? Even that verse doesn't have a stipulation. From there, give me John 16, 21. Then while he's getting that, y'all don't realize, man, and I'm going to go into it. I'm going to go into it here. At our enemies. Y'all say y'all love your people. Y'all don't love your people if you abort your children. Because your enemies, this is their plot. And I'm going to show you that was their plot thousands of years ago, too. Thousands of years ago as well. This was their plot to try to prevent the inevitable of us going back to our rightful place of rulership, to try to prevent a Messiah. And every time you have an abortion, that's what you're doing. You're preventing a prophet to come out and build his nation and bring his people back to the Most High God. Go ahead.
This book of John, chapter 16 and verse 21. A woman, when she is in travail, have sorrow.
A woman, when she's in travail, have sorrow. Yes. Go ahead.
Because her hour is come. Because
her hour is come to give birth. Go ahead.
As soon as she is delivered of the child.
But as soon as she has delivered what the Most High God formed in her belly.
She remembereth no more the anguish.
She don't remember anymore the anguish. Because remember, that was a curse for what Eve did in the garden. So you're going to go through pain. Right? That's what it was said in Genesis. But after that.
For joy that a man is born into the world.
For joy that a man is born into the world. A man that the Most High God created. That formed in the belly. A woman that the Most High God created that formed in the belly. A woman and a father is joyful because it was done in righteousness. And you're going to see why else they found it joyful with these other scriptures. Read it again.
Book of John, chapter 16, and verse 21. A woman, when she is in travail, have sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remaineth no more. She remembereth no more the anguish. For joy that a man is born into the world.
For joy that a prophet, a Messiah, has been born into the world. And Lord willing, they're a righteous family, and they teach that child well, right? Like the scripture says we're commanded to do, and our nation continues to grow and prosper. You got something?
No, sir.
Okay. From there, give me Proverbs 17 and 6.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 17 and verse 6. Children's children are the crown of old men.
Children's children are the crown of old men, which means grandchildren. Okay, go ahead.
And the glory of children are their fathers.
And the glory of children are their fathers. You see how it's all connected? You see how it's all connected? Okay, the woman is the glory of the man, not the man the glory of the woman.
Right.
Right? This is saying here that the children are the glory of the father. Okay? And we're the glory of the Most High God. Make sense? You looked like you were thinking.
Yeah, no, that's it.
Okay. Read it again.
This book of Proverbs, chapter 17, and verse 6. Children's children are the crown of old men.
Children's children are the crown, the rulership, the kingdom. That's what a crown represents.
And the glory of children are their fathers.
And the glory of the children are their fathers. Like the brother said, that is a heavy scripture. Okay, give me back in Genesis, be fruitful and multiply. Let's bring that out again, because we forget that, right? A lot of us love the book of Genesis. I love it. I love me some Genesis. But I know, but I also have a whole different understanding since I've been on the road to repentance.
This is the book of Genesis, chapter 1 and verse 28.
Uh-huh.
And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply.
Be fruitful and multiply. No, kill the child, have an abortion.
Be fruitful and multiply.
This is why in the previous scripture, go back to Proverbs 17 and 6, be fruitful and multiply.
Book of Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 6, children's children are the crown of old men.
Because fruitful and multiply, it's a commandment from the Most High God. The Most High God, that's why we are a number like the sand of the sea. Israel is the only nation numbered like that. You blacks, Hispanic, and Native Americans, go ahead.
And the glory of children are their fathers.
And the glory of children are their fathers. That's generation after generation after generation having laying down with their wife, the woman laying down with her husband, according to the scriptures, with papers, right? With an instrument of covenant. That's why the scripture also says do all things in writing. That seals it. There's something about signing your name on a document. Those of you that bought a house in the past, y'all know that's a big step. You sign that name and now you're like, wow, I'm done. Or you sign for a car loan or any type of loan. You're like, okay, I'm committed. Now, I know some of our people, they don't give two damn. I just leave it. I had somebody that did that during the 2008 thing. I knew a brother. He knew he wasn't going to be able to afford the house when the interest rate, right, because it was an adjustable rate mortgage. Right? He said, I'm good for 5 years, and then I just get the house back. He said, I'm going to live like it. He bought the biggest house.
Yep.
That's
that.
Jake for you.
They do that.
That's Jake for you. And guess who ends up paying? The people with the good credit, the people that have good intentions. Because now they make stricter stipulations. You know, it's just crazy, man. But that's how people think. So they circumvent that stuff, too. They don't give a damn. But there's power in writing down, because that ink that came from the pen that was put on that paper came from what? From within you, from your mind. You have committed. That's why this Most High says, do all things aright. That's why Esau has contracts for everything.
Right.
With verbiage in there that you can't even understand unless a lawyer reads it for you. There's a spiritual connection when you sign your name to something. Where were you?
Book of Proverbs, chapter 17, and verse 6.
Go ahead.
Children's children are the crown of old men,
mm-hmm.
and the glory of children are their fathers.
All right, check this out. Give me Psalms 127, 3 through 5. Let me get it. Psalms 127, we're going to start at 3. Hold on.
Book of Psalm, chapter 127, and verse 3. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord.
Children are an heritage of the Lord. An heritage. You know what it is to inherit something that's wonderful and beautiful? Guess what? We're joint heirs with Christ in the kingdom of heaven.
That's right.
The scripture says. So if you are joint heir with Christ, that means that killing Christ's joint heir is a sin. It's evil. And that's what happens when you have abortion, sisters, brothers that encourage it. Y'all want to go ahead and play, right? Y'all want to get the notch on the belt. All right, I'm gonna tell it like it is, because you gotta hit home. You know, one thing I learned, when you get through to certain people, sometimes you gotta speak with what they speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, within reason. Y'all want to bust your nut, right? But then once the nut is busted, you don't want to deal with the responsibility that came from you busting that nut in the form of a child.
Get the spirit of hatred too, Cat, right after.
Yeah, first of all, the mere fact that you took your sister for whoredom, that's the spirit of hatred. So you kill her too. You defiled her. The things that I see nowadays are outrageous. I saw a sister a couple years back on Facebook with two dudes, two of her jump-offs in the background. They were smoking high, getting weed. You saw that one? And she was proud because she got rid of, yeah, I got rid of them little niggas. Them niggas. Remember that? Are you kidding me?
F them kids.
F them.
Yeah, I remember.
Yo, you a freaking ratchet, evil piece of S, man.
That's how gone she is. She's proud.
And the dudes were there. They didn't say anything either.
I'm
sorry if I'm yelling, man. I get passionate about this. Read Psalm 127.
Psalm chapter 127 and verse 3. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord. And the fruit of the womb is his reward.
And the fruit of the womb, the child that comes, that is created and formed in the womb by the Most High God, right, is his reward. He is rewarding you every time a child comes into your womb. Because of the grace because of grace that the Most High gives us through Christ giving his life for us. Even out of wedlock marriage, because we have sisters in the congregation that repented, on the process of repenting, that had children out of wedlock. And the Most High has given them the grace to repent. But no, you decided you wanted to make that choice. Because Esau said back in 1973, Roe vs. Wade, that you could have your own choice. Right? What's the saying, my body, my choice?
It's not your body.
Uh-huh. It's your body. The Most High God formed that. It goes back. I like to reverse engineer stuff, man. You reverse engineer it, man. It goes back to Jeremiah 1 and 5. Heck, it goes back to Genesis 1 and 27. Make us make a man in our image. That's how far back it goes, brother. Read it from the top again. 3.
Book of Psalms, chapter 127, in verse 3. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward.
That fruit is talking about the child that is formed in the womb of the woman. Go ahead.
As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man,
uh-huh,
so are children of thy youth.
Because the youth is going to be the future at some point. And if you're raising the youth according to the scriptures, according to the laws, statutes, and commandments, they are going to be our strength. They are going to be our leaders. That's why it says raise up a child, right?
Happy is the man that have his quiver full of them.
It's a joy. It's a blessing to have many children. Again, you want to be responsible about that too, right? Okay, don't be thinking I'm going to have children and live off of the government, because that's wicked as hell too. You're living off of your oppressor, because guess what the oppressor says? Yeah, have all the children. But the man can't be in the house. Man can't be in the house. Those children are going to be raised ratchet. They're going to be wretched. They're going to be evil as hell. It's statistics that not all the time. I came from a single home. Okay? I wasn't always good. Okay? It took a lot of ass whoopings, a lot of Stanley brooms over the head. Y'all know the Stanley brooms, man, especially Northern Kingdom. The broom from Stanley was brown with the yellow tip handle, that with the little hole where you hung it up in the broom closet, and that thing hurt. That thing was like metal, like strong metal. And I got three scars on my head from them Stanley brooms. I know Stanley very well. All right, so I know that's what straightened my ass out from ass whoopings. Go ahead.
They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate.
They shall, read that again. I'm sorry, man. Read that again.
They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate.
All right. So understand how powerful, negatively powerful it is every time you abort a child. You blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans. Let's go to Deuteronomy 6, 6, and 7, because here's what y'all forget. And again, I'm not going to put all the blame on y'all. If you know the scriptures, I'm going to put the blame on y'all. But if your pastor ain't teaching you, your blood is on his hands. That's what the scripture says. What did I say? Deuteronomy 6, right?
Yes, sir.
Hold on a second.
This is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6 and verse 6. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart,
mm-hmm.
and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up.
Okay, what are they talking about here? Our heritage, the law, statutes, and commandments. You should be telling your children that abortion is wrong. All right, because I see some parents, oh, well, here's the thing, too. Some, they want to play, right? They end up getting a pregnant, and they go to the parent, and the parent tells them to abort it.
Yeah, that's true. Yep.
Go figure that one out. They go to the only person that they have faith in, that they look up to, their parent, and their parent tells them, it's okay. You don't want to ruin your life. I've heard these things.
Basically, the parent saying, I would have aborted you, really.
Basically, give me Deuteronomy. Are we finished that? Yeah,
yes,
we did finish. Give me Deuteronomy 7 and 6.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7 and verse 6. For thou art an holy people.
Every time you blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans, who are the true Jews, who are the Israelites the Bible speaks of, who are God's chosen.
For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God.
Every time you have an abortion, you just killed a holy seed.
Right. The Lord thy God have chosen thee to be a special people unto himself,
uh-huh.
above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
So you go ahead and follow Esau's doctrine that it's okay to have an abortion because the courts ruled it was okay back in 1973. And once that was ruled, look at that. So now let's go to some of these articles here. Let's go to some of these articles. I had to hit y'all first with these scriptures, man, because y'all don't know what y'all have committed. And if y'all did it prior to starting on a road to repentance, repent from that, right? Look back at that as a learning experience and be thankful to the Most High God that he gave you the opportunity, because you didn't have to hear his word. We just read that in Proverbs. All right, man's goings are the Lord. All right. What we got there? Is that the first one? All right. So the thumbnail that we had out there said 19 million black women, right? But guess what? We all in this together. This is how we know we all Israel too. All right. So let's look at, let me get it up on, hold on 1 second. Let me get it up on my phone here. Give me 1 second here so I can follow along with y'all. That's the Latin Institute? Yeah, Latin Institute. Okay. All right. So when you read here, all right, it says, there are many assumptions on how Latinos feel about abortion, said Silvia Enrique, executive director of the National Latina Institute for Reproductive Health. Polls by her group reveal more tolerance toward it. Tolerance toward it, right? It's very much maybe I don't make that decision myself, but it's not my place to interfere in someone else's decision. Give me a bit of this 501. So they may not think it's cool, but you know what? It's none of my business. All right, with the Kermit holding the tea, right? Nah.
This is the book of Leviticus, chapter 5 and verse 1.
It's very much your business.
And if a soul sin and hear the voice of swearing, and it is witness and is a witness, whether he have seen or known of it, if he do not utter it, then he shall bear his iniquity.
You're going to bear your iniquity because you know what? It's none of my business. I don't do it, but it's not that's selfish mentality. So if you know somebody's considering an abortion, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to bring out these scriptures. All right. And start bringing them back to the Most High God so they won't think that way. But no, society is like, nah, none of my business. She goes out to say a few weeks after a one-night stand, whoremongering, right, adultery, and failed a morning after pill. That's because the Most High God said, you ain't going to fight me, to the Most High God. Now, when he don't want it to be, Anna saw only one option. She only saw only one option because she don't have the scriptures. And she didn't have adults around her, Anna, to tell her that she had more than one option. And the option she's contemplating is not a good option for many reasons. 2 days later, she had her pregnancy terminated at a free clinic. There's nothing free in life. And if it is, like they say, no such thing as a free lunch. And if it is free, it ain't worth eating. Who is sponsoring this? Well, first of all, our taxes, right? For one, unfortunately, all right? So inadvertently, we got no control over that part, right? But our oppressor, as we're going to see, and as you click, if I don't get to it, when you scroll through the links and read the links that I told you, you're going to see what the whole thing is all. Remember, like I've said prior, and I'm always going to say this. Yes, our enemies hate us, and they do everything in their power so we won't get back into our rightful place of rulership. But it's a two-way street, right? If you're following law, statutes, and commandments, that's how you defeat your enemy. All right, so you're just as guilty as the point. Go ahead. I'm reading, right? Yeah, go ahead. The 28-year-old graduate student who came to the United States from Guatemala, Northern Kingdom, from the tribe of Zebulon, when she was a toddler, called it one of the easiest, clearest decisions of her life. That's because she didn't read Jeremiah 1 and 5. That's because she don't know Exodus 20 and 13.
Ostrich. That's an ostrich.
Yes, it is an ostrich. Yes. Northern Kingdom women are ostriches too. The unrepentant ones. And some of the repentant ones. Having a child is not in my plans right now, but opening up your doggone stinking legs and you still can't even wipe your ass right. Right? Is a good, what was okay. You wanted to play, but you didn't want to pay. And the freaking moron that lied with her. And said in an interview from New York City, her mother, while supportive, exclaimed, why didn't you just tell me and I would have taken care of your baby? You know what? That's not even the answer.
No, it's not.
How about you would have told me that you're planning on lying down with this dude and I would have told you, okay, I'll take care of you. Don't do it.
That's an enabler, cat.
That's, isn't it, that you're enabling one way or the other? That's going against Leviticus 5 and 1. Anna, who requested her name not to be used, but if it's okay what she did, why does she matter if her name is used or not?
All right.
Right? Your guilt will always haunt you. Always haunt you. Has not told her father. Oh, boy. And that's, let me tell you that, boy. If he old school, that's a problem. But it just goes to show you that the mom don't see the father, doesn't see him as her glory.
You're right.
Doesn't understand that she's the glory of the father is what I meant to say. Because she's hiding it from him.
Right.
He don't even know yet. I would have been like, daughter, hold on 1 second. Honey?
Right.
What do you got to say now? Has not told her father, who would be heartbroken. She said, heartbroken? That's why the scripture says a man loses, father loses sleep over the daughter. You damn right, you'll be heartbroken. Anna and her family reflect the changing attitudes towards abortion among U.S. Hispanics. Traditionally an anti-abortion group, which is true, influenced by their predominant, is that what it says there?
Yes, sir.
Their predominant, what? Roman Catholic faith. But nowhere in that church did they come up with Jeremiah 1 and 5.
No.
Nowhere in that church did they say that it's not okay to live, right, or Exodus 20, it's not okay to live or lie down with someone that's not your husband. A 2007 joint survey by the respected Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life and the Pew Hispanic Center shows that 65% of Generation U.S. Hispanics believe abortion should be illegal. First generation, right? But among second generation U.S. Hispanics like Anna, that percentage drops to 43%. That's 1% too many. You got something?
Yes, sir.
Bring it.
This is book of
Baruch.
Go ahead, Cap. I got it.
Okay. Taboo falls away. A May Gallup poll found that 51% of Americans call themselves pro-life or against abortion. But the Pew survey indicates that a higher percentage of Hispanics oppose abortion, 57% more than any other group. The second generation, however, is much, much closer to mainstream American values because of the fact, if you look at it, the Bible, it's all relative with the Bible not being taught properly to the other generations after those first generations. No understanding of God and the Most High God. Give me the one with that, because we're almost done. Give me the one with that. Y'all can read the articles on your own. Very good articles. Give me the one with the indigenous woman. Looks like it's an op-ed or a white paper that she wrote. And y'all can read that whole thing on your own. But I want to go first to scroll to the part that's titled A Time to Raise Our Voices. So this article, in a nutshell, she's basically upset because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's becoming harder to get abortions. He's actually pro-abortion. All right, when y'all read it, y'all see what I'm saying. But I want to just two things that stood out to me. Can you make it a little bigger? Okay, perfect, perfect, perfect. The Hyde Amendment restricts a woman's reproductive rights, and it prevents many low-income women and Native American women. That's why I wanted to get to this article, because we cover Black, we cover Hispanic, we cover Native American, right? Briefly, there's other articles that cover all in more detail, among others, from assessing safe legal abortion services. So they're condoning this thing, right? Local IHS service units often refuse to provide Native American women even the limited access to abortion services they are legally entitled under the Hyde Amendment. So she's mad because there ain't more options to get abortions. Instead of writing, I'm mad because my sisters open up their legs too much and they're being irresponsible and bringing children into the world, okay, irresponsibly, right, or killing innocent children that the Most High God created, right? But that's not what her fight is right here.
They don't consider that.
No. They don't. Give me Isaiah 1 and 3. Give me Isaiah 1 and 3 real quick. You brought up perfect words, man. They don't consider, right? Most High God knows that too.
This is the book of Isaiah, chapter 1 and verse 3. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib.
Two of the dumbest animals know where their home and who their owner is.
But Israel doth not know. My people doth not consider.
Hence, they have abortions. And they say things like this and write articles like this. Where am I at there? As our survey has shown, 85% of the IHS service units contacted were not in compliance with the official IHS abortion policy. There shouldn't even be a policy on that. You know what the only policy is? Thou shalt not kill. That's the policy. Which states that the IHS will provide abortion services in cases where the woman's life is physically endangered, where the pregnancy is a result of an impact of rape or incest. We already covered all of that. Okay, this is just Esau just circumventing the scripture. Next paragraph. The Native American Women's Health Education Resource Center understands the historical markers that have worked to erode our identity, culture, spirituality, language, scientific and technical knowledge, right? Which is correct. But in everything that she just said there, by being pro-abortion,
mm-hmm.
she just cut her own self.
Right.
Okay? Empower as we struggle to survive and live a decent life, because their mentality is that life is not born yet. But they don't realize the trickle effect of all of that. They don't realize, real quick, post the eugenics tree. I'm jumping real quick because we're almost done, running out of time. They don't realize, right, because they just listen to whatever. Make that picture big. Eugenics tree. Let me read the title real quick. Eugenics tree. Source for this famous image. Go down. What we got there? Can y'all see that? Biology. Anatomy. Genetics. Psychology. It's okay. Abortion clinics. Planned Parenthood. Right? In every minority neighborhood predominantly, and a lot of them. History, we got to eliminate their history. geology, archaeology. We got to eliminate everything that proves that they're Israelites, that they're God's chosen. Geology, sociology, religion. These are all the devices that she's talking about,
mm-hmm.
that they use against us. And she ain't even realizing it. Go back to the article.
She a part of the problem.
She is part of the problem. That's a very good point. She is part of the problem. She thinks she's doing something here. And you know what? I'll give her slight slack because she may not know the scripture. But if she ever got a flyer from IUIC or ever watched the YouTube video from IUIC, then there's no exception.
No, sir.
I can't. I got no tolerance for you. I can't. Right? With full realization of our status in today's society, we understand our rights as indigenous women. They include the right to all legal reproductive alternatives. Oh, really? No, Esau said that. You're not saying that. Because I guarantee you, especially in the indigenous, remember, God was brought over here to be the lawgiver, the scripture says.
Right.
So you know they weren't teaching abortion.
It was over 28 nations.
Come on, man. Yeah, stop. There. You know, man. You're Gadite, man. You know your history, man. Come on, man. Where we at? They include the right to all legal reproductive alternatives, which must be provided to us by our primary health care provider, the Indian Health Service, at all of its funded facilities. These legal reproductive alternatives include, but are not limited to, the provision of abortion services. Give me the next screenshot with the article. A time to raise our voices. So here's at the end of the day, she says all of that. This is at the end of it, of the article.
Mm-hmm.
All right. To say this. Dakota, the percentage of abortions that were sought by Native American women, 8.5%. This is just North Dakota. 8.5% of a lot is a lot. Right?
Right.
We're numbered like the sand of the sea, right?
Yes, sir.
Was more than twice as high as the percentage of residents in North Dakota who were Native American. 4.1% in 2000. In South Dakota, the percentage of abortions that were sought by Native American women, 10.6%. was 145% higher than the percentage of residents in South Dakota
wow.
who were Native American. 7.3% in 2000. All of these abortions were performed at non-IHS abortion providers. So she's upset at that. That they weren't performed at their facility.
It's simple.
You see how, you just read it. My people doth not consider. She's upset because the killing of a prophet should have taken place in the Indian Health Service, and it took place somewhere else. Can you see the ignorance?
Yeah, you're simple.
When I saw this, I mean, there's a lot of other garbage in it, but I had to point this. I was like, I couldn't even read the whole thing, but I was just skimming and caught what caught my attention, and I was like, look at this. And then look at the first sources, Planned Parenthood. Something created by post the demon's picture. Because some of y'all think that Ms. Laura is nice. That there's good Edomite women.
And Cap, that's why you need the Bible. Because it say never trust thine enemy.
Never trust thine enemy. Because as iron rusted, so does he. The one with Margaret Sanger. I just want to pull a picture of that. You posted all the links in the chat, Mr. Producer? Praises. I want to make sure they read that at their leisure. Sanger's Planned Parenthood mission. You got to make it bigger. But I know it's probably going to. Yeah. Go down. Hold on. All across America. Is that what I want to read? The second paragraph. For those identifying historical figures with racist roots who should be removed from public view because of their evil histories, Planned Parenthood's founder, Margaret Sanger, must join that list.
Mm-hmm.
In promoting birth control, she advanced a controversial Negro project.
Wow.
Wrote in her autobiography about speaking to a Ku Klux Klan. Come on, man. An advocated for a eugenics approach. I just showed you the tree for breeding. To breeding for the gradual suppression, elimination, and eventual extinction of defective stocks. These human weeds which threaten the blooming of the finest flowers of American civilization. I'm going to stop right there, man. Y'all need to look at that on your own.
Look how she referred to y'all.
Yeah.
Breeding.
Yeah. Yeah. Like we're animals.
Yeah.
Hey, man, brothers and sisters, listen, man. It's high time we wake up, man. It's high time we wake up. Wake up fast. I hope you were edified by this topic. I hope it resonated with each and every one of you brothers and sisters. And we got a big job to do, man. We got a big job to do. We don't know when Christ is going to return. We know the time is near, right? But each Israelite baby that is aborted, you're just prolonging our time to go home. Because that's our future David, right? Our future Solomons, our future Jacobs, our future Abrahams. The Most High God created regeneration, right? We come back, right? We know that, right?
Right.
You just, what's the word I want to use, man? I want to be nice. You just diverted the Most High God's plan by doing it. And he allowed you to do it because your blood now, that child's blood is on your hands.
Yep.
There's a reason for everything, right? Because now the argument would be, oh, well, he could have started if he wanted to. No. Because the third and fourth generation needs to free of these things.
They had an article, Captain, say the most dangerous place for a black man is his mother's womb.
Is his mother's womb. I've seen that.
That's a curse.
I've seen that. But yet we're going to go ahead. And again, I got mixed feelings on the whole the Chicago thing and everything. I think that they have suits. This is me. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That look realistic. That make you look like a Judite.
I've seen that, yeah.
Right? They've had underneath those suits. I've seen it. Go to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
There's Edomites underneath them.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Okay? They do bank robberies. They do all kind of stuff. So not that we're not killing each other. We are. Trust me. We are because we hate each other. But I just think that there's other entities involved. It's my opinion. I'll leave it at that.
It's a popular persuasion.
Popular persuasion, right? But I just think that our enemy is involved in that.
For sure.
You know? But we are evil and we do hate each other and we do kill each other. All right. So with that being said, brothers and sisters, I hope y'all were edified. Thank you for tuning in today. And y'all enjoy the rest of the Sabbath and spread the word, man. All right. Thank you for watching the Power Hour. Most High in Christ bless you and your houses.
Most High in Christ bless.
Hey, Cap, I was thinking too when you was...
We're done, Mr. Producer. I didn't hear the music. Did you get it? You with me? Are we off the air? Producer, are we off the air?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, all praises. Yes, sir, we off the air.
I don't hear the music.
It played through. I don't know why it didn't come through.
Oh, okay. All praises, man. So yeah. We're done. We're off the air, right?
No, we're good.
Nobody could hear us?
No.
Okay, all praises. You were saying?
I was saying with the 19 million, you still got to think. My pop said they used to always use a hanger and pull that baby out.
A hanger?
You got to think about it. I'm like, dude, that's crazy. I can't even imagine that.
There was a girl that she had it like, not for me.
Yeah.
And she still can't have kids to this day.
How do you not injure you? That's the thing.
Dude, it's horrible.